it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome in. I just swelled the strawberry.
Uh-oh.
That was one of the biggest strawberries, and I didn't. I was talking on the phone, so I didn't finish it. It just went down.
Oh, that hurts. Did it kind of go lumpy all the way down? You could feel it?
You choke on more food that is good for you than any person I know.
Well, it's a good thing I'm choking on good food, Richie. That's the
man
food.
Dies choking on yogurt.
Rich McFadden. No, that'll not happen. Rich is here, and Jennifer is here. Kenny is here. We're going to meet Dr. Tom Burke in a matter of moments. This is a very, you know, when I will bracket a conversation with a listen to this, don't
you
go
even
away.
Told us this off the air.
I told you this is a very important conversation we're about to have with a fellow who has done a terrific amount of research in an area that's very important to all of us. It's near and dear to me, Richie, but it'll be more importantly a 20-minute time frame that you ought to put other things out of whatever it is that's in your circle of influence, because you'll need to hear this conversation. So that's coming up in a few moments. Later in the hour, we're going to meet Aisha Tyler, who is from the FX show Archer. Mm-hmm. Richie says, I will know who she is.
You will.
I've not looked up her.
You've interviewed her three times.
Have I really?
Love her every time she's here. She's hysterical.
All right, okay.
She was
she
on 24.
Line, anyway, the reboot of it.
Yeah, and she's also on the female talk show, The Talk.
Ah,
And 30 other television shows that have been on in the past 10 years.
Okay, I'm now beginning to get her in my head.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. In the meanwhile, there are controversies developing a lot around driving. We've been talking about various things like police officers stopping people for warning others that there is a speed trap ahead, that kind of stuff. All right, so what's going to happen when you start driving wearing Google glasses? People are wearing Google glasses when they drive. So how does this feel? You know what Google glasses are, right?
Well,
does everybody know what they are?
No, we should explain. It's Google's experimenting, or it actually is selling a new computer in a pair of glasses.
A pair of glasses, right.
So you can see the screen right in front of your eyeball.
Yeah.
So now apparently a woman got pulled over the other day wearing Google Glass while she was driving. And I think she claims she wasn't using the computer.
Right.
But the cop wrote her up anyway.
But you see, the cops don't know that there's a software, there's an app you can get for it that's called Drive Safe. You can use Google Glass with the Drive Safe app. So you can imagine what this guy's going to make selling. The fellow's name who created is Jake Steinman, who is a long-distance driver. He and three other people developed this way. I can't even begin to imagine how someone would be clever enough to be able to figure this out, but he did. So if now wearing Google glasses and using this app, instead of it being a distraction, it could save your life. So you may want to check that out.
She was doing 80 and a 65 on the San Diego freeway.
Yeah, but you couldn't see what she was even wearing the glasses. That's the way I took it anyway.
She pleaded not guilty.
I do 80 and a 65 all the time. Is that bad?
I do 80 and a 35.
Well, you can see where you're going, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, by the way, a related Google Glass story. If you want to buy a prescription pair of Google glasses, the frames start at $99. Isn't the frame is where the essence of the glass is, right?
I would imagine the computer is in the lenses itself.
Oh, really?
Right? Not in the frames.
Oh, I would have thought it would be in the frames. But $99, you think that's too cheap for a computer like that? Is that what you're saying?
That's what regular frames cost. So yeah, that would be that. That seems a little suspicious that would be.
I buy $10 glasses in the grocery store.
I'm going to be needing them in the next
I know,
decade.
But I need to get my eyes checked. Matter of fact, I'm going tomorrow to get that done. All right, let's get to...
Meanwhile, we need to fix my neuropathy.
Yes, and we will do that and other things as well. Again, a very important conversation with a Dr. Tom Burke, who will join us in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. in a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month's supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Now, how many times have you checked into a hotel, and they have that booklet that is right there that tells you everything that you need to know about the services they offer? Now, you probably say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to read this because I know everything. But once in a while, I would highly recommend that you do read it because it tells you everything that that hotel offers, whether it is in-room dining, what kind of a pool they have, what hours they are open, what kind of food selection they have, anything and everything you wanted to know about checkout times and about safety. Now, if you don't read that book, you will miss out on a lot. And that is true about life. How many times do we see something that gives us an opportunity to learn more about what life offers, and then we say to ourselves, you know what? I've already know this stuff, but you don't. Take a look at the opportunities life gives you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Hi, 14 After, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, welcoming in Dr. Tom Burke, who is one of the leading experts in the entire country with regard to the use of near-infrared LED light technology on the human body. Let me tell you, or let me just sort of give you a pejorative on this. From my own point of view, and maybe from Richie's point of view, although I'd rather have him give you it from his perspective, his Hodgkin's lymphoma and how it's being treated. Simply put, this is the use of lasers, laser beams, and how it has, if you have stiffness or soreness, you know, and my dog even, we're using laser to treat Charlotte, where her joints are stiff. You get stiff joints. A lot of times the doctors now are using laser technology. And that's really what Dr. Burke has worked on. And the difference in what we're talking about with regard to things, let's say, if you got problems with arthritis, this is one way to treat it. This new process that's outlined at a website called Health, it's healthlight.us, I believe, HEALTHLIGHT, is something that when I first heard about it, I'm someone who pays close attention to this stuff anyway because I believe we need to get blood in lots of different important places in our body, and I spent a lot of time doing that. But this thing that Dr. Burke has been working on is so astronomically important. All right, so I've said enough of that. Dr. Burke, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, Doug. Thanks for having us on.
Well, I wanted to get to the heart of the matter, but before we sort of do, I wanted to have people spend 60 seconds talking about you and how you got into this field of work.
Okay. I'm 75. Spent quite a bit of my career at the University of Colorado Medical School in the Department of Medicine and the Department of Physiology. My main interest was in blood flow for the kidneys, trying to keep it up for as long and as high as we could before dialysis or transplantation was necessitated. About 1992, I started looking at a compound that the body produces naturally called nitric oxide. It's very similar to the heart factors plus you discussed a little while ago on air. So anything that you can do to increase blood flow is a good thing. In 1997, I stumbled across a company that used infrared diodes, and that apparently increased blood flow through the same mechanism. That is, it increased nitric oxide, which is carried by our red blood cells. So if you could stimulate the red cells with light therapy, you could release nitric oxide at a certain spot in the body. And people that have, for example, diabetic neuropathy, they have pain, tingling, numbness. Their feet can't feel whether they're walking on glass or in the snow or on hot coals. They're at risk for developing a wound and subsequently an infection and then maybe an amputation if no one can control it. So light therapy became a focus of mine in 97, and we began to study lots of different people, mostly with diabetes, to see if we couldn't reverse this loss of sensation, the pain, tingling, trouble walking, gait and balance issues. You step off a curb if you have diabetic neuropathy, and you can't feel your feet, you may fall and break a limb. And we know what broken bones do to the elderly.
All right, I'm going to assume.
How I got there.
All right, so I'm assuming that because you've talked about diabetic neuropathy, that you were successful with this treatment, this light therapy. How about other forms of neuropathy? Rich has an experience that he's been through. Is this something that, I mean, why wouldn't the same process
neuropathy be brought on by chemotherapy?
Yeah, but why wouldn't the same thing be true using this light therapy to get nitric oxide and more blood into any area of the body be practical and kind of like a no-brainer?
Yeah, we have we've invested a fair amount of time in chemotherapy-induced neuropathy as well. It turns out that the American Cancer Society has reported, and I'll share those notes with you off-air, that the chemotherapy drugs themselves cause damage to the small blood vessels, the capillaries,
right,
and small blood vessels,
right,
that feed the nerves. And as a result, 2 years, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years after receiving chemotherapy, people began to report, I've lost feeling in my fingers. I can't feel the fork when I pick it up. My sensation in my feet and my tips of my fingers is going south. What's wrong, doc? Tell me what you can do for me. Well, it turns out that nitric oxide will actually regrow the blood vessels that were damaged in those nerves caused by the chemotherapy drugs. And about 12 treatments that we use, people have restoration of sensation, and really it's not a chronic problem. A few treatments with light therapy reverses the chemotherapy-induced neuropathy, and people go on their way. The blood vessels are like they were when you were born in a newborn baby.
Yeah. This is much like I'm going through EECP therapy. You know what that is, right, Dr.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Right. Yes. This is the same. We're all going in the same direction here. Basically, getting more blood to the important areas of your body. Most importantly, though, now, moving from, let's say, Richie's neuropathy or diabetic neuropathy into the brain. And that's what we're going to talk about in just a moment. What happens if you have a brain injury like the football players have, or like the soldiers coming back from the theater of war have? How does this affect them? Up next here on Good Day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's a good song, Richie, by the way, appropriate for this. This is one of those important conversations that you would like to have go on for hours and hours. And I will tell you that I'm sure Dr. Burke will be back here again as this thing continues to develop. And you hear the passion in my voice, which is directed by my own interest, frankly. Self-interest is always the greatest motivator. But I know so many of you, more importantly, have things going on in your body and your brain. I've told a story over the years, last 4 years or so, since I went to a company in Denver called Seriscan, which is run by a friend of mine named John Kelly. He wanted me to go. I talked about it on the air, and just as a lark, I went to have my brain tested. And what I found in the test, excuse me, was what could be a trail that would lead to my brain becoming inoperative sometime later in my life. Well, I didn't like that. Most of you know how I am about...
That freaked you out for a while.
I had 2 bad weeks after I heard that until I started doing some research and got connected with the people and did. I went to Mass General. I got all kinds of input from all kinds of people to make sure that I knew exactly what it was that I was being told and how to deal with it. And I know that nitric oxide and the things that I've talked about, the EECP, getting more blood into my brain, it stalls or thwarts what might otherwise be a road to Alzheimer's or dementia, Parkinson's, whatever it is. It's that simple. Having blood in every area of your body forgives whatever the illness is or takes it out, because blood is the feeder. It's what you need. The heart, as he's talking about, Dr. Tom Burke is with us from a company called HealthLight, and the brain, all of these things. So let me bring you back around, Dr. Burke, to the discussion of our brains and what you have found in your continuing research, whether it be football players or soldiers that are injured in the theater of war, have brain injuries. What can this HealthLight do for them?
Well, The mention of Seriscan is important because I've begun to work with them about 2 years ago, Doug. And the opportunity came up because some people with traumatic brain injury coming back from war theaters in Afghanistan and Iraq really have no opportunity, drug-wise, to change their life. They can't sleep at night. They're angry. Their social skills are lost. They can't hold a job. They can't concentrate.
That's why there's so much suicide among these.
Right,
soldiers
exactly.
That are coming
exactly.
Back. Yeah.
And John Kelly was examining the brains of these war fighters, much like he did for you, and he determined that their blood flow in certain parts of the brain was below normal, much like you observed.
Right.
We then noticed that people at Harvard and at the VA hospital in Boston were actually using some form of light therapy to try to improve blood flow in situations of anxiety and dementia. So we took a crack and we said, if we apply these lights to the brain, and we know that the infrared light will go through the skull. Will it increase nitric oxide at certain spots in the brain and improve the blood flow? And if so, will the symptoms, suicide, memory loss, concentration, etc., begin to wane? And sure enough, John has gone through many more patients than the first two that we did 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And almost in every case, he's able to show that your quality of life improves if you've had a traumatic brain injury. And when he rescans the brain after using infrared light therapy for 6 to 12 weeks, those blood flow deficits that he initially observed have been reversed.
Yeah.
Not totally in all cases.
Close to it.
Major increase in blood flow.
Right.
And,
all right. So,
so that's where we are.
There are lots of options here. What I'm going to do, I don't know how we'll figure this out, but we have to have an ongoing focus. I'm already getting email from people. Here's somebody who's listening right now and is very interested in the light therapy. The place to go to get the information is healthlight.us, HEALTHLIGHT, healthlight.us. Information. Many of you may have people in your family that you love that are suffering from the debilitation of getting chemo, like Richie was talking about. People that are older, they've tried a lot of different things. Some have helped, some have not. There's nothing so far that has reversed these neuropathies. This looks like something that's very helpful anecdotally. You got about 60 seconds, Dr. Burke, to talk about, if you will, the relationship with the drug companies and conventional medicine and the government in this whole affair that you have found that does nothing but help.
Well, we're all after the same thing. And the beauty of what I think light therapy does, it's non-invasive, it's drug-free. It would allow the products that are developed by drug companies to actually get to the sites that are needed more easily if you can increase the blood flow.
So they should be for this. They should be supporting you, right, at the FDA?
I believe so, yeah. And it's a rocky road to get through the FDA.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get there eventually, Doug.
Yeah, I do too. I think there ought to be great optimism. You know, all day, every day, those of us take ourselves apart and we are tough on ourselves instead of thinking perhaps spending a moment and actually paying attention to what's going on yourself, either in your mind or your body. Put some time aside every day to think about what's going on in your life. And if you have some of the problems we've talked about here, you ought to go to this website, healthlight.us, and find out what Dr. Burke has done and how it may help you as the progress is made. This is very, very early on in the beginnings of something that will have tremendous impact on the health and well-being of lots of people in America and around the world. Dr. Burke, thank you for being here. Again, the website is healthlight.us.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Depends on where you are geographically, I guess. 35% of the United States is covered with snow just from this latest storm, which will blow out of here by, it's be gone, pretty much its effects will be gone by midday on Friday from the Northeast. It'll be cold for the rest of the day. It's warming up in the Midwest actually now. That'll blow across the country. Where Richie is, and Jennifer, it's cold until late Thursday, and then it starts to warm up a little bit and then better over the weekend. But this snow and the cold, it has affected many people, a lot of flying, traveling on trains and cars and stuff. It just is a difficult situation because we've become wimps. The country is wimpified. Can't take a little cold, can't take a little snow, everything stops, nobody goes to school, nobody goes to work.
Is that why you winter in California, Dougie?
Yes, that is.
You know, I'm gonna take
what a smart apple you are.
A deeper turn on your philosophy that everybody is wimps.
Okay, Richie.
The reason that schools close, at least here in the Washington metro area, is because the sidewalks cannot be cleared fast enough for the kids to walk to the bus stop.
Why?
And
they're afraid
they will get sued. The school system will get sued. So they close the schools when there's any bit of weather.
I got it.
For an abundance of caution so that they don't get sued.
I remember when we used to walk uphill in the snow both ways.
And that's before lawyers.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. There's no question. Richie's right. The lawyers have ruined...
Everybody's scared.
...this country.
The school systems are so afraid of having one kid fall down and get hurt.
Yeah.
And then they're on the hook for a couple of million bucks.
Coastal storm, the most snow in the entire country, as far as this storm is concerned, has fallen in Hanover, Massachusetts, where they have 18.5 inches of snow as a result of this storm.
Wow.
As it sort of peters out. So that's 1.5 feet. There was much more than that. The last coastal storm left a lot of areas that got flooded because it was right about 32, 33 degrees. Inland a little bit, there were some areas that had 24, 25 inches of snow. Altogether, many areas, especially actually from where Richie is all the way up the coast into New York and New England, the average snowfall this season has been 34 to 38 inches. And if it keeps up this way,
wow,
you can imagine what the depths are that we'll have by the end of the season, another month or so. February is supposed to warm up appreciably and be actually quite nice. The people say, wow, in February it's global warming if the temperature gets up and stays at 40 or 50 degrees. So you can't win, no matter how you slice it. Anyway, we're going to win in a moment because we're going to meet Aisha Tyler, who is a very talented lady.
We're not going to meet her. We're going to chat with her. Well, we've met her before.
We will meet her, and some people didn't meet her when she was with us before.
So. You missed good stuff. She's fun.
Hurry, I'm excited. Right. Come on.
All right, do one other item of interest. Those of you who are interested in our continuing focus on entrepreneurialism and people who come up with great ideas, here's the story of Alex Benda that we tell at DougStefan.com. He's going to graduate from University of Michigan, international business major. He is trying to figure out how to pay for his student loans. He's got $30,000 that he owes. He's not focused right now on the end. He sees a way for him to pay off his student loans quickly. So what he has done is decide to rent out his the space on his graduation cap, which is only 10 by 10 inches, but so many people pay so much attention to it. He's doing it now for $300 a day.
Sign me up. Hey, at least he's trying.
That's clever. He wants to pay it off.
That's funny.
Can you imagine the debt load? The student debt load in our country now is $1.2 trillion.
It's ridiculous.
More than is owed on credit cards.
Wow.
We owe more for college tuition loans than we do for credit cards in this country.
The cost of stuff is just getting out of control.
Yeah. Who can afford that?
The cost of education, the cost of insurance, the cost of medical care.
Yep. All right, in a moment, we will be delighted to spend some time with Aisha Tyler here on Good Day.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger, get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd you know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Now, how many times have you checked into a hotel, and they have that booklet that is right there that tells you everything that you need to know about the services they offer? Now, you probably say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to read this because I know everything. But once in a while, I would highly recommend that you do read it because it tells you everything that that hotel offers, whether it is in-room dining, what kind of a pool they have, what hours they are open, what kind of food selection they have, anything and everything you wanted to know about checkout times and about safety. Now, if you don't read that book, you will miss out on a lot. And that is true about life. How many times do we see something that gives us an opportunity to learn more about what life offers, and then we say to ourselves, you know what? I've already know this stuff, but you don't. Take a look at the opportunities life gives you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
19 before the hour. Those of you who are lying around, attention! Aisha Tyler is here, and she requires that you pay attention.
Absolutely.
To what it is that's going on with her.
You sound really demanding.
Yeah.
I was just looking at some of the pictures that exist for you, and there's a, shall we say, quote-unquote, a broad range.
Oh, okay, good.
He's looking at you in your bikini, and take it as a compliment, because he says you're hot.
Let's be honest here.
Thank you, I think.
What do you mean, you think?
Wait, say that again. I heard her about Tim staring at my bikini and that I should feel flattered, but what did you say?
Because you're hot.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
I was trying to be tactful and gentlemanly.
This is a waste of all of our time. Say what you feel. It's early in the morning. I've been up since 3:30.
Have you?
Yes,
congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
And you've regaled lots of people with your starshine, right?
You are the hardest working girl ever.
Yeah, what's that?
You're hardworking.
I'm a grinder. Well, I have like 18 jobs. I'm like the black female Ryan Seacrest. So, yeah.
We just said that.
I said you're my Ryan Seacrest.
We just said she's Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have right now three television series. Let's see, The Talk, Archer. We're in the middle of shooting season 2 of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yay, love it.
My podcast, Girl on Guy. I have a book out. I'm about to shoot a project for HBO. I just did a guest starring spot on Modern Family. So I'm like a vampire.
Wait a minute.
I'm like Michael Jackson.
Hold on a second. I want to know whether this is because, A, you're talented, B, you're a go-getter, C, you have a good agent, or D, all of the above.
Although, you know, agents who I love my team, and they're great guys and very hardworking, but they, you know, they can't sell turds, you know what I mean? I think it's like it's easy to sell a Porsche. You got to work hard to sell a hoopty. So I work hard and I try to make their job as easy as possible.
All right. So are you telling us that you are a Porsche? Is that what you're telling?
I'm not a Porsche. I'm a Tesla, my friend.
Really?
Pure, hard to understand. Where's the engine? When you open the hood, it's just a dark.
But it only goes for 250 miles and then it stops.
You just got to plug it in. At night. It's finicky, but so much fun to drive.
So are you driving a Tesla? Do you have a Tesla?
I do have a Tesla. Yeah, I do.
You like it? A lot of people like it.
I literally lick that car when I get into it. It's so disgusting. The people are like, that woman needs medical attention. I'm like, oh, look at you. So
maybe
electric.
Emotional. But that helps to make you, that sort of crazy stuff, people think that we have to be normal to be, if you will, popular, and I don't know that that's the case. Being normal is not necessarily good.
Normal's boring, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is boring.
Yeah. I just wrote a book about this that came out in the summer called Self-Inflicted Wounds, and it was essentially about bravery and about the idea that anything interesting is not normal. You know what I mean? And to kind of embrace the weird parts of yourself because that's what makes you unique, that's what makes you special, and also spending your whole life trying to like suppress that stuff, it inevitably leads to some kind of drinking problem.
Okay.
You might as well
I want to get motivation from Aisha Tyler.
Okay.
Are you one of these people who would spend a moment in the morning, maybe a moment during the middle of the day and a moment in the evening, thinking to yourself, just setting yourself aside away from everything else so that you can flood your mind with positive thoughts about you?
Interesting. No.
No.
Although that seems like a good idea.
Perhaps that's something you might want to do.
Yeah. No. Only because, God, that's interesting. I don't do a lot of, like, positive visualization. I'm not sitting in the mirror going, like, you're good enough and you're smart enough.
No, but you don't have to do that.
But she doesn't have to. She feels good about herself anyway.
But it's always good to reinforce that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think you have to believe in yourself.
It is. That's what you got to believe in yourself.
Yeah, and I think you have to know, I think you have to be two things for yourself. You have to both be your own best cheerleader and your own worst critic. So you have to believe that you can do whatever you set out to do. And sometimes that requires believing it when everyone's telling you it's not going to work, which is not just just the whole world, but specifically a microcosm of the entertainment industry, where people tell you, for every yes I've ever heard, I've heard a thousand no's. I've heard a thousand people tell me to my face, you will never work, you are not good enough.
Yeah, people, yeah, exactly. So you tell them before you get lost.
Yeah,
You come across as having just extreme confidence.
Confidence. But then you can't be so confident that you are deluded. So when I say about being your own worst critic, you've also got to be the kind of person who looks at your work critically and honestly and pushes yourself to be excellent all the time. And so even if it's good enough for somebody else, it can never be good enough for you. So for me, my good enough is never good enough, and I always want to try to do better work.
All right, so I'm going to give you I'm going to suggest something to you that I would love to have you do.
Look at this. It's like freaking Eston here. What's happening?
Yeah. I would like you to go to my Facebook page, which is
Facebook.com. Why?
Well, I'm just going to give you the story. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And you will see posts in there that people put in every day expressing gratitude for something. Important things. Gratitude. So I would like you to post there, and maybe you connect it, you can share it with the people that are on your Facebook page. This is a good way to get everybody around to thinking that they can be as good as you, and by the way, they can be if they really focus on it. But the problem is people give in to the whatever that voice is and says, nah, you can't do it. You didn't do that. You did not do that. So therefore, you've made a success out of yourself. And I think that the expression of gratitude helps it go even further. That's why I suggest.
I think that's lovely. First of all, I hate homework, but I'll do it.
Right.
And what I will also say is that was another big part of the thrust of my book, which is mainly the stories about all the ways that I've screwed up and what I've learned from my mistakes, which is that success is not the absence of failure. Success is persistence through failure. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't start because they're afraid they're going to fail. That little voice tells them, you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be good enough. You're going to fail. Well, of course you're going to fail. Failure is a natural aspect of growth. You cannot
appreciate the good stuff if you didn't have bad stuff.
What's that?
You wouldn't appreciate the good things if you didn't screw things up.
It's no one comes out of, their parents and then Amelia starts walking. You have to fall down. Yeah. It is an indivisible aspect of being alive.
I tell my son all the time when he goes to play basketball, he's afraid to make mistakes and let his team down. I said, if you don't make mistakes, you're not trying hard enough.
Yes, you're not trying. If you are not risking, if you're not failing, then you are not risking. If you're not risking, then you're not growing.
All right,
you will fall down. It's what you do when you get back up that matters.
We see you all the time. I mean, you are one of the busiest people in Hollywood. What would you say is your biggest failure?
Well, I wrote a whole book called Self-Inflicted Wounds, Epic Tales, heartwarming tales of epic humiliation about all the ways that I've failed. It's a collection of stories about my failures. And I guess, God, I can't think of it's hard to say. In this particular aspect of my job, I've failed. But I'll tell you that I was very disappointed in the way that Talk Soup ended, and that was a real frustration for me for a long time.
Okay.
But this is also a business in which things fail constantly. Shows don't go. Great things don't happen. You have to essentially look at everything as an opportunity to get mentally and creatively stronger.
But I'm looking at your resume here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have Friends, The Ghost Whisperer, CSI, 24, Nip Tuck, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Reno 911, Archer, The Talk. I don't see anything where you failed. And you say Talk Soup, that's a hit show, but obviously it didn't end the way you wanted it to with your part there.
I directed short films that never saw the light of day. I've made films that have never been put out. I mean, sometimes the reason you don't hear about failures is because they never saw sunlight. You know what I mean? But I think, there are so many projects that I got close on and didn't get. And for a lot of people in this business, they pursue something for a certain amount of time and it doesn't go their way and they quit. And like
can't
I said, success is about persistence. Success is about determination.
And that's what you can. That's why it's valuable to hear from you and others like you who do constantly succeed because they keep trying.
Yes.
And that's the message. That's the lesson. Aisha Tyler and all of her various things. Go to her website. She's got a neat website.
Yeah, come check out AishaTyler.com.
Don't forget gratitude. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Aisha Tyler here on Good Day.
Thanks.
Great talking with you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, joining us now is Warren Eckstein, the pet expert. You know how you look in the Hammacher Schlemmer catalog and it says, without exception, everything in the catalog is the best turtleneck. It's the best pet rock. It's the best lamp. Well, I've got him one better. I've got the best pet expert on the Good Day program. He also hosts his own weekend show around the country. It's Warren Eckstein in a moment talking about what happens to the dog when you get a divorce. It's not necessarily pleasant, but it makes for good conversation. And Warren has studied it thoroughly. He'll have the results of his study in a moment here on Good Day.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Warren Eckstein, before we get to the fighting that goes on over dogs at divorce time, again, a reminder of how to take care of your dog. As you understand, about a third of the country is in a deep freeze today. dogs that are normally in the house. How do you advise people to take care of them the same as your children? Make sure they're wrapped up. Don't let them spend too much time outside. What sort of dangers do dogs and cats and, I mean, basically those two groups face during this cold weather time, Warren?
Well, you want to keep them inside. Obviously, you want to let them outside to do their thing, but also to get some exercise. You don't want your dog to have cabin fever. But the bottom line is the same precautions. In other words, if you're bringing your dog in, dry them off if they've been rolling around in the snow, if it's snowing outside. Make sure if you walk your dogs, you clean their paws so they don't lick them and get chemicals inside. Just common sense goes a long way. The bottom line is if you're cold, your pet's cold, he should be inside. And a lot of people assume because dogs have longer hair that it's warm outside for them. You know, we're fooling Mother Nature. The average temperature in the average house in the country is approximately 70 degrees. Mother Nature doesn't give the dog the same coat it would if the dog were living in the outside world. Right. So keep them inside.
All right. Now, let's talk about a study that's been done on what happens at divorce time. You have the parents often argue about the children, but the same happens, it would appear, if there's only one pet in the family as well, right?
It does, and the same toll it has on kids, it has on pets. The yelling, the screaming, one person just smooching the dog all the time, the other person coming and going. So it does have that effect. You know, Doug, it's interesting. I've been in court literally over 100 times as a professional witness. The judge would call me in, sit down with me and say, Warren, I want you to interview both the husband and the wife, and I want you to decide, really, would the dog be better off with dual custody, or is one of them better off with the dog? You know what I found, Doug? It's kind of interesting. The bottom line is this. It's not that both people wanted the dog. It's just that one person didn't want the other person to have the dog.
Yep.
That's where the problem came in. So after sitting down and speaking to the people, I was able to kind of make a decision who I felt the dog or cat would be better off with.
How often did the judge take your advice?
Almost 100% of the time.
Really?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who pays for your services?
The husband. Guy always pays. At divorce time.
You guys should know me much better than this right now.
Well,
I've never charged to be a professional witness in that case. I just
but
want
you know
to
what? Here's what happens
really?
A lot of times.
You give it away?
You know, it's just like when I make a decent living when I was training dogs, so there were a lot of dogs I would train for free for those people that couldn't afford it. So, yeah, it's part of giving and taking.
I find
you're a great human being.
In these circumstances, when
the
people
best.
Fight over stuff like this, you wonder how they ever get hooked up. How do people ever?
The first 6 months of any relationship is like the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you get married and you find out what the real person's like.
So that means don't get married after just six months.
Wisdom according to Doug Steffen.
No, wisdom according to Warren Eckstein. Here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.